When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I brought up Cody Bellinger. I'm going to squeeze this in really quickly. Is this one of those things where I need to just be a little more mature? Or is this a good bit awkward? Cody Bellinger's wife and mother of his two children is a model. She is beautiful, and I'm sure she's a lovely mom, and they have a great life. Before she was his wife and the mother of his two children, she spent 2 years dating Giancarlo Stanton, apparently pretty seriously, from what we can gather.
Oh.
Went to games, traveled with him, was at the LCS or whatever, sitting next to Aaron Judge's now wife. They traveled around together. And now Cody Bellinger has been traded to the New York Yankees. So he will be in the locker room next to Giancarlo Stanton, who dated his wife for 2 years. And there's these events where, you know, your wife is there.
2 years is a long time.
I mean, it's not like it was a week. Apparently, it was from 2018 through 2019, according to the New York Post. Now, Ryan broke this news to me. He came up to me and he's like, dude, how crazy is this for Bellinger? And I'm like, I don't know. Is it that crazy? He's like, I think that's awkward. And my point was, they're both grown-ups. They'll never talk. He's like, do you just get it out of the way the first day? You just walk up to him and you're like, hey, man, I know you dated my wife. I was like, no, I don't think you ever mention it because I think you're both grown-ups. And this happens probably more than we all think. You just see the guy that you know from high school. Oh, he dated my wife, and it's the end of it. But
yeah, it does happen to grown-ups. I will say, like, I dated a girl. This is true. All right, this is true.
You dated someone?
Yes, I did.
You mean your wife?
I dated her.
Wow.
This is before I knew she existed. Okay.
Cover my ears. La, 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 la.
I dated a girl. It was an honest to goodness amicable disillusionment. I know people say that it was mutual. This one actually was, and like I went to her wedding with she married someone that I knew very well from growing up as well. Like it's okay, you know what I mean? Like adults can do it.
My point to Clary is you don't talk about it. I don't think it comes up.
Well, not at the nuptials. It wasn't like, hey man,
I'm saying.
But yes, your point's taken.
Yeah. Do Cody Bellinger and Giancarlo Stanton ever acknowledge this? I bet you one of their teammates in a, you know, ball busting session at some point.
I was gonna say, I bet you somebody does. I bet you somebody does. But like, again, you're a grown up. You can make a joke. Like, you know what I mean? I think the stuff that those guys talk about, I think it's not a big deal at all.
So you think level of awkwardness is a 0 out of 10?
Maybe 0.5 for like an hour, and then that's it.
I'm gonna say 3 out of 10 at all times.
Mm.
Not high. Like it's not like I'm gonna be avoiding Giancarlo Stanton, but I'd prefer not to be on the same team as the guy.
So, like, the way I would describe it is it would go like this among teammates. Let's say they're in the same BP group, right? Right? Together. Stanton in the middle of the order. Bats, Bellinger, Stanton. Stanton runs into the cage first and goes, oh, I got there first. Kind of like, anyway, let me take my swings. Stuff like that would happen all the time.
I don't think that will ever happen. I don't think these two will bring it up to each other. I think teammates occasionally will mention it. Like, and I'm saying inebriated out and about, like, at the dinner.
At the dinner, in the locker room, pregame type stuff. These guys live together basically for 9 months, you know?
And I'm saying little deal, not big deal. I just think that if I could avoid being a teammate with the guy that dated my wife, I would probably prefer.
You try to do that?
Yeah. It's like, is it better to not work right next to the cubicle of the person who previously dated your girlfriend? It probably is.
Yeah, it probably is, yeah.
So I'm going to say 3 out of 10.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.